This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more details, see jodcast.net.
In the news this month, mystery objects spotted at the dawn of galaxy formation, complex organic molecules near the galactic centre, and how asteroids get a suntan. A team of astronomers have observed a mysterious object in the early universe, which could be one of the earliest ancestors of a forming galaxy ever detected. The object is almost 13 billion light-years away, when the universe was only 6% of its current age, and is a type of object known as a Lyman alpha emitter. As the universe expanded after the Big Bang, it slowly cooled, eventually allowing gas to form, as the protons and electrons in the hot primordial plasma combined to form hydrogen atoms. Galaxies started to form when this neutral, opaque gas began to collapse under gravity, forming stars which ionized the surrounding gas, making the universe transparent in what is known as the epoch of reionization. This occurred between about 150 million and 1 billion years after the Big Bang. This mysterious object, dubbed HEMICO by its discoverers, is a giant blob of hydrogen gas 55,000 light-years across, roughly the radius of our own Milky Way. It formed when the universe was a mere 800 million years old. Finding such a large object so far back in time was unexpected, since it is thought that small objects formed first, and then merged to create larger objects over time. Named after a particular spectral signature of hydrogen, many smaller examples of these Lyman alpha emitters are known, although most exist at a time when the universe was between 2 and 3 billion years old. HEMICO is unique in other ways too. It is both the brightest and largest Lyman alpha object yet discovered. Its character is something of a mystery, however. In a paper accepted for publication in the Astrophysical Journal, the authors make several suggestions based on their observations so far, including gas ionized by a hidden supermassive black hole, clouds of ionized hydrogen in a very early galaxy, gas falling onto a massive dark halo object, generating a massive starburst, a merger of giant gas clouds, or outflowing gas from a starburst or merger. With the data currently available, it is not yet clear which of these suggestions is correct, but the researchers point out that observations with the Atacama Large Millimeter Array, when it is complete, should narrow down the possibilities by characterizing the dust and molecular gas properties of the object. Astronomers using a telescope in Spain have detected two of the most complex molecules ever found in interstellar space, in a region known as Sagittarius B2, close to the galactic center. While hydrogen accounts for approximately 3/4 of the visible matter in the universe, many heavier elements are also present. Under the right conditions, these elements can form bonds, creating a variety of different molecules. Like atoms, molecules emit electromagnetic radiation at very specific frequencies, resulting in a characteristic fingerprint of lines in the spectrum of an astronomical object. Detecting complex molecules in space involves searching for these fingerprints and trying to disentangle overlapping lines from different molecules. So far, more than 150 different molecules have been detected, either in the interstellar medium or around stars. These include various organic molecules, those containing carbon atoms, although those found to date are much simpler than the amino acids which are the building blocks of life here on Earth. Astronomers studying the chemistry of the Sagittarius B2 region have previously found numerous different large molecules, including alcohols, aldehydes, and acids. The cloud itself is a hot, dense ball of gas around a luminous young star in a known star-forming region located approximately 100 parsecs from the galactic center. The new study, led by Arnaud Beloche at the Max Planck Institute for Radio Astronomy in Germany and published in the journal Astronomy and Astrophysics, used the IRM30-meter telescope on Pico Valletta in Spain to obtain sensitive spectra of the region. When the team analyzed their data, they discovered the spectral signatures of ethyl formate and N-propyl cyanide, two of the most complex molecules discovered in space so far. Some chemicals form by the collision of particles in a gas cloud, but astrochemical models suggest that more complex molecules can form on dust grains from individual atoms and simple molecules reacting together. Larger, more complex molecules are then formed by the addition of further simple molecules to the chain. While the simplest amino acid, glycine, has not yet been detected in space, its size and complexity is similar to ethyl formate and N-propyl cyanide, suggesting that future surveys, with more sensitive instruments, could detect amino acids. When two asteroids collide, they create a family of fragments with newly exposed surfaces. As these fragments age, they become redder in colour, but the actual processes and the timescales over which they act have been heavily debated. A team of researchers, led by Pierre Vanatza of the European Space Agency, have observed asteroids from different groups, with various ages and compositions, and concluded that the aging process is far more rapid than previously thought. The research, published in Nature during April, not only shows that asteroid surfaces age and redden in less than 1 million years, but that the solar wind is the most likely cause of this weathering. While human skin is damaged over time by repeated exposure to the sun's ultraviolet light, it is the highly energetic particles in the solar wind which damage the outer layers of an asteroid, destroying the molecules and crystals at the surface and forming a thin crust of material with distinctive properties. By studying different families of asteroids, the team found that the composition of an asteroid is an important factor in determining how red its surface becomes. After the initial rapid reddening during the first 1 million years, the surface ages more slowly, with the colour determined more by composition than by age. The research also showed that collisions alone cannot account for the high proportion of fresh-looking surfaces seen on near-Earth asteroids. Roughly 10% of 1 kilometre-sized near-Earth objects appear to have unreddened surfaces. Instead, they suggest that these may be the result of planetary encounters, where tidal shaking could expose fresh, unaltered material. The authors point out that if this is the case, then a comparison of the colours of near-Earth asteroids compared to similar asteroids in the main asteroid belt should show a greater abundance of redder objects away from the Earth than in the main belt. And finally, the discovery of the lightest exoplanet found so far was announced at the Joint European and National Astronomy Meeting at the University of Hertfordshire on the 21st of April. This is the fourth planet discovered in the Gliese 581 system, orbiting a star located 20.5 light-years away in the constellation Libra. The planet, known as Gliese 581e, has a mass just 1.9 times that of Earth, and orbits its parent star in just 3.15 days. The team, led by Michael Mayer of Geneva Observatory, have been searching for planets using the HARPS spectrograph on ESO's 3.6-metre telescope at La Silla in Chile for more than 4 years. The same study found that one of their previous planetary discoveries is located within the habitable zone of Gliese 581, a low-mass red dwarf star. While the mass of this planet means it is unlikely to be a rocky Earth-like planet, its location in the habitable zone means there could be liquid water on its surface. The results of the study have been submitted for publication in the journal Astronomy and Astrophysics.